USA Radio News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden said that he is honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and in Vice President-elect Harris, referring to his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Trump, a Republican vying for a second term, responded in a statement, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying so hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone any of the highly contested states headed for mandatory recounts or states where our campaign has valid and legitimate legal challenges." This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Georgia is headed for a recount. Trump keeps gaining on Biden's lead in Arizona. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. A slew of media outlets Saturday declared Biden the winner of the election. In Philadelphia, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told reporters, "Networks don't get to decide elections. Courts do." If everything were to hold true, Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, would also solidify her place in history by becoming the first woman, the first Black American, and the first South Asian American elected vice president in U.S. history. Harris's political career has included many barrier-breaking moments, such as serving as California's first Black female attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The projected Biden-Harris victory came after more than 3 days of uncertainty in the contest as election officials quickly worked to sort through an historic surge of mail-in and provisional ballots that delayed the process. President Trump, however, has refused to concede, vowing further legal action on ballot counting. Biden and Harris are set to address the nation later this evening. This would leave a rare open Senate seat in California. It is giving a large batch of ambitious Democratic politicians a chance to argue their best case to the state's governor for succeeding Kamala Harris. That will give an opening to Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom to appoint a replacement for the final 2 years of Harris's term. In the overwhelmingly Democratic state, the person Newsom chooses would have to run for election on their own in 2022 for a full 6-year term, and California voters have previously turned out office-appointed senators, including Republican John Seymour in 1992 after nearly 2 years in office, and Democrat Pierre Salinger in 1964, who only held the post for about 4 months. And switching gears in sports, the NBA is back already. In just a few weeks, players will head to their home markets for training camp with a tentative start to the season December 22nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.